Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is a Tuesday evening. There's news just coming across from Israel that, well, it should put a smile on your face, and I know that that's not necessarily something that is what we are looking right. Are we supposed to be happy that somebody got killed? Right, it's a tough one for me because I tell you all the time. I wouldn't say I'm a good person. I'm a person who tries to be good, and I don't want to celebrate this, but. When it's a really disgusting, moral reprobate responsible for murder, I'm sorry, I can't really shed all that many tears. And the IDF has now confirmed that the new leader of Hezbollah has also been taken out of the game. Right? Remember they got, what was his name, Nasrallah the other day? It's like whack-a-mole now. I'm telling you, if you're in the hierarchy for Hamas or Hezbollah, I would turn in the brand new pagers, man, and just walk away. Do something else. Find religion or find music. Find collecting stamps. I don't care. Find something else to devote yourself to, because I don't think the retirement plan for you guys is really all that good. Anyway, I digress. There are some positive things that are going on in the community, and I remind you about National Drug Takeback Day. I thought this thing was like once a year, and now it just seems that it's much more often, and it's so effective. Really, really effective. Tons and tons and tons of unwanted, unnecessary drugs are disposed of every time they do this. Our pal Chris Gumenez is the assistant special agent in charge of the Drug Enforcement Administration's Richmond District Office. And these guys, I've said it before, I'll say it again, they are always fighting above their weight class. They do such great work out of the Richmond District Office, and they've got big plans for National Drug Takeback Day. Chris, thank you for being here, sir.
Jeff, thanks for having me. I always enjoy jumping on your show. You know that.
I do know that, and I love having you here because I love hearing about the success stories and the great activities. So am I wrong on this? Did Drug Take Back Day like pick up on scheduling? Wasn't it? To me, I thought it was like once a year, but it's not.
No, it's twice a year. It's always been. This is our 27th National Drug Take Back. Saturday, October 26th. We run it every year, twice a year, excuse me, okay. April and October of every year.
All right, well, perfect. Well, now I will make a note of that, and I think it's great. I mean, twice a year, and you are bringing in tons of bad stuff, are you not?
Absolutely. You know, it's great two times a year that it gives a chance for people in our area to clean out their medicine cabinets. Yeah. You know, easily rid your homes of the unwanted, unneeded medications. Bring them to us. We'll get rid of them safely and effectively so they don't end up in the hands of kids or in the environment or in a landfill or in our water supply. No questions asked. We'll take it back. Jeff, you know, like I said, this is the 27th, and they just gave me some new numbers that I'm very excited about.
Okay.
Wait all time. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
18,570,000 pounds that we've taken back in 27 different events.
Good Lord, man. That.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
Our April, just across the nation, April, we took in 670,000 pounds. To bring it down here into to our area, we took in as a division, of course, our division covers D.C., Virginia, and Maryland, 33,000 pounds. But in Virginia alone, you know, you and your listeners, you helped us bring in 17,500 pounds in Virginia last April. And that was at 270 sites. And I'm hoping that your listeners will do better this year.
Wow. Well, let's explain to everybody, because there are a lot of people listening and they're thinking, all right, well, this is very nice, Chris. It's very nice, Jeff. But I'm not using illegal drugs. There's no reason for me to be involved in this. But you keep mentioning that medicine cabinet. That's where this really all starts.
Yeah, absolutely. The medicine cabinet is one of the top places where children and teenagers first experiment with drugs. It's, yep. You know, it's their parents' medicine cabinet. It's their grandparents' medicine cabinet. So twice a year, like I said, we'll take it back, expired, unneeded, unwanted, unused. we'll even take back your vape pens if you remove the batteries, you know, the vape cartridges and everything. Unfortunately, we can't do needles because we're not going to have all our Sharps equipment out there, but we'll take back the liquid products. We'll take back, powder products as well as any pills. This year, we're a little bit shorter. We got 250 collection sites across the Commonwealth.
Okay.
But with that being said, there's always one near to you. If your listeners will just go to, you know, www.deatakebackday.com, you can plug in your zip code, you can plug in your city, your town, and find the closest location to you. And Jeff, you know, I know you're a big supporter of law enforcement, but I've got to give my shout out to my local and state partners on this. We're just not big enough to handle 250 sites across the Commonwealth by ourselves. Mm-hmm. If it's not for Virginia State Police, if it's not for, say, Richmond PD, Hanover County Sheriff's Office, Henrico County Sheriff's Office, Chesterfield County Sheriff's Office, Prince George Sheriff's Office, Hopewell PD, Colonial Heights, Petersburg, any other agency you can think of within the Richmond metro area, they all pitch in and they have sites available. So I cannot thank my state and local partners enough for that.
Look, we've got a great crew in Central Virginia. We really do. I am so impressed with the men and women who serve in this day and age, whether it's a local, state, federal operations. And for those of us who are thinking, okay, I want to get rid of some stuff. I'm not sure what it is. Right, you kind of go through your medicine cabinet sometimes, Chris, and you're looking and going, oh, yeah, you know, I had that, I had work done on my tooth last year, and I've still got a couple of these pills left. You just get rid of them, and people, you know it, and you got to explain to everybody why you can't do this. People, including me, are thinking, well, why can't I just toss them down, you know, the commode or down the drain? What's the big deal?
Well, I mean, again, think about that. You start tossing opioids and synthetic opioids down the commode, like you said, or the toilet that end up into a water treatment and back into our potential water supply or the environment. It's just, it's not good. Just give it back to us. We'll get rid of it for you for free. No questions asked. That's what we do. Hey, and on a side note, we've also partnered with the Secretary of Public Safety here in the Commonwealth, as well as Virginia State Police, VCU PD, Richmond PD, and Capitol Police. On Wednesday, for Commonwealth of Virginia employees, we'll be out at the Governor Square at the James Madison Building with the van set up in a collection site. So you can come see us Wednesday, October 23rd, between 11 and 3, before Saturday's National Take Back as well.
Oh, I love this. I really do. And it's not about the numbers, but wouldn't it be really cool if we could set a new record this year?
Yeah, if we can go over 18,000 pounds, I'd be much appreciative. You know, it's these take back events, they do a lot for the community. But, you know, again, I know you've heard me harp on this, but the whole idea is to get these pills out of the hands of the community. As you know, we lost over 107,000 poor souls in 2022 to drug overdoses or poisonings. Just to kind of give you an idea, that's 300 people a day.
Jeez.
That's a Boeing 777 crashing every day.
Wow.
To bring it here to Central Virginia, because I know a lot of your listeners are big fans of the Flying Squirrels.
Yeah.
The Diamond holds 12,134 people.
Jeez.
That is 9 diamonds of poor souls that have died in 1 year due to fentanyl.
And let's face it, you guys have done a great job. You've taken point on this whole idea, this whole notion, the phrase "one pill can kill." It is truer today in 2024 than it's ever been.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Jeff, I'm so proud of that because that's a national initiative. But even here on the, I got to give the Commonwealth of Virginia credit and the Attorney General's office. They've picked it up and they're running it. You've probably seen some of the, their signs across the interstates. That's with the state. We're working with the Attorney General's office on One Pill Can Kill. We're working with the First Lady on her initiative, which is fentanyl related. Yep. Everybody's picked up on this, and our goal is to get the deaths reduced, to get these overdoses down, to get the amount of supply out of our community, so that we can live, so these kids can live a more healthier lifestyle.
I love it. So again, it's the first thing is going to be basically outside the governor's office right there on Capitol Square. And when is that again?
The James Madison building right out in front of the building. I just use it for the governor's mansion, because everybody knows, but it's the James Madison building right now. And that's going to be Wednesday, October 23rd.
Okay.
Between 11 and 3 p.m.
Okay, so that's tomorrow, and that's great for state employees. Everybody that's down there already, boy, you bring it with you. Send it away, and you're not dealing with it. The rest of us, maybe not state employees, Saturday, are there times that this is going to run specifically, or is it all-day drop-off?
No, it's between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m.
Okay.
At all the sites.
Okay.
Again, just go to www.deatakebackday.com,
okay,
and a big search bar will come up. You'll be able to plug in your zip code, plug in your city, your town, and you'll find the closest site to you. A lot of these sites, if not all of them, have drive-up service. You won't even have to get out your car. Pull up, hand over the bag, and somebody will come and take care of it and get rid of it, so you don't have to deal with it anymore.
And I want to remind everybody, because there are a couple people, I can feel it, Chris, people sitting there going, well, I don't know. It is no questions asked, isn't it?
No questions asked. Let's just get it out. I don't care what it is. Get it to us. Let us destroy it so it doesn't get in the hands of our kids and teenagers.
It's so important. And I will remind everybody, in Central Virginia, it's like 100% cooperation. I know the town of Ashland does something, Hanover County Sheriff's Office. We've got Henrico PD, the Henrico Sheriff down in Chesterfield, the Sheriff and the PD, Colonial Heights, Petersburg, just the whole collection of folks. In
almost everybody, Jeff.
Yeah.
Almost every PD and sheriff is involved. This is it's such a good cause, and again, I can't thank my state and local partners enough for helping us out with this.
Yeah, do me a favor one more time. Give us, if you don't mind, give us that website so people can find the closest drop-off point.
Again, it's www.deatakebackday.com.
All right. We're going to get that out there. I'm going to share it on social media. And I would be remiss if I didn't have a big hat tip, one of those big campaign-style hat tips to Colonel Gary Settle of the BSP, the Virginia State Police, also stepping up to do this. Chris, you and the team over there on Green Court do an amazing job. I know that people don't say it enough, but thank you. Thank your troops for what they're doing. They need to know that there are plenty of us out here in the real world who really do appreciate what they're doing. And you make no mistake when I tell you, we pray for your safety every single day.
Jeff, I appreciate that. And, you know, the men and women of DEA and our special agent task force officers and diversion investigators, that we all appreciate that. Hey, but also remind your listeners, while they're looking for a take back location, visit our again, same website, DEA.gov, and check out our One Pill Can Kill campaign. There's great literature there, how to talk to your teens. There's great literature, how to talk to people. If you need help, if you need resources, it's just a great place to start. I encourage especially any parents of teens, get on that website and look around. There's some great conversation starters for parents for their kids.
Fair enough. I'll tell you, well, we'll make some time. We'll get you back to talk just about that. I appreciate it. That is Chris Gumenez. He's one of the good guys. Make no mistake about it. He is the assistant special agent in charge of our Drug Enforcement Administration Richmond District Office. These guys do great work. Wednesday, you heard about Take Back Day if you're a state employee down there, like around Capitol Square. And Saturday, for everybody else, National Drug Take Back Day. If we can get over 18,000 pounds, man, I'm going to be thrilled. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.